This is the Composer's Datebook for November 12th. I'm John Zeck. These days at symphony concerts, when a new piece of music is about to be played, it's not uncommon to overhear somebody mutter something like, "Why do they have to program all this new stuff when there's so much Brahms and Tchaikovsky we'd rather hear?" Well, on today's date back in 1881, conductor Theodore Thomas chose to open the 40th season of the New York Philharmonic Society's concerts with a pair of brand new works, an overture and a piano concerto hot off the press. That concert opened with the New York premiere of the Tragic Overture by Johannes Brahms, and after that the world premiere of the second piano concerto by Peter Tchaikovsky. The soloist in the Tchaikovsky work, a certain Madame Madeline Schiller. Here's what the New York Times had to say the following morning. "The return of Madame Schiller to the stage is a welcome event, the only regret being that her efforts had not been devoted to a more interesting work, for apart from the novelty, it cannot be said that the Tchaikovsky concerto possessed any great merit. There are older works," the review continued, "of which one never tires, and which, interpreted by Madame Schiller and the superb orchestra of the Philharmonic Society, would always be welcomed." Well, I guess some things never change. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.